B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
This picture is hilarious. A crocodile or an alligator was seen using a bright yellow pool noodle stretched across its underbelly passing through a canal in Key Largo, Florida.
I saw this.
When local Victor Perez was busy in his backyard and managed to take some pictures of this. He said, I'm on my balcony and all of a sudden I see this noodle and there's a crocodile hanging off of it. It looks as if it's using it properly.
Yeah, just lounging around.
He said it was just cruising along, and I was like, okay, where's the swimmer? What happened to the guy with the noodle? Nobody knows exactly how the happy croc came across the pool noodle, but he seems rather content drifting along without a care in the world. Perez said, I don't know how he got that thing, but he looked just like any typical Florida tourist.
But probably the kid using it is in the crocodile's belly.
Well, while they are rather common in the area, spotting one using a pool toy is definitely a first. So, Casey, did you see the picture of it?
I did. I didn't know. I mean, they have crocodiles in Florida, too.
I don't know. They're saying crocodile in the story, so
There are so many new, between the snakes and all the things that have been introduced into the environment down there.
Yeah,
it's open season.
Yep. All right, so residents in Hanover are pushing for a noise ordinance to be passed by the board to put an end to their sleepless nights during grape season.
Grapes?
Yeah, during September and October, a grape farmer in Hanover installed propane cannons on his farm.
Oh, Jesus.
So the cannons were installed, according to a couple of residents in Hanover, to scare away deer from the grapes. Propane cannons are propane-powered gas guns, which produce a periodic explosion. The audible bang can reach very loud volumes, in excess of 150 decibels, causing a flight reaction in birds. Now, cannon fire is not uncommon on farms to scare away birds and other wildlife. However, the laws and restrictions vary from state to state. In Hanover, there are no noise ordinances in place to stop the farmer from running the cannon at night.
Lucky them.
Lori Chapman and Chad Alford both stated that the farmer brought the cannons and installed them to use for the purpose of scaring deer away from his grape field. According to Alford, the cannons are not effective for deterring deer and are not made for deterring deer either.
So it's a win-win.
He said, we could not find any legitimate reasons for him to be operating the cannons in that way. It drives you crazy. You're waking up 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning just angry. And according to Alford, he spoke to other grape farmers in the area that stated that there is no use for propane cannons with grapes. The cannons are supposed to be used for deterring flocks of birds during daylight hours, which is not a concern for grapes. So they're trying to get the board to pass this, but so far they can't. They're going to have to pass a law, an ordinance.
To keep him from firing his cannons all night long.
All night long, exactly. A man from Texas died in Topsail Beach, North Carolina, Monday when a pipe used for beach renourishment fell from a truck and crushed this dude.
Jeez.
47-year-old Roberto Gonzalez Jr. died after being struck by the 3,000-pound pipe. Wow. Officials say the accident happened while crews were unloading pipeline for the town's channel dredging and beach renourishment project, but they have not commented on what caused the pipe to fall from the truck, but it landed on him. That is messed up. Two schools were locked down in Inglewood, Florida on Tuesday after reports of a man nearby with a gun. It turns out he was hired by homeowners to hunt iguanas with a pellet gun.
Still, you know.
The sheriff's office received a report of an armed man near Vineland Elementary School. The elementary school and a nearby middle school were both immediately placed on lockdown. He told deputies he had been hired to remove iguanas.
Of course,
which are an invasive species nearby, and he was armed with a pellet gun.
Are the iguanas still passing out and falling from the trees?
It's not quite as cold as it had been past right now. The sheriff's office educated him on taking proper procedures prior to hunting and trespassing a homeowner's request, and then released him without charges. So you just got to let every people know you're going to be hunting iguanas.
Oh,
with
no,
a
that's
gun.
Our iguana man out there. Yeah.
All right, and then we'll do one more story. A 33-year-old California woman is dead. Oh, this I can't end on this.
No.
Is this
no.
After her clothing got caught in a machine that processes raisins. Yaneth Lopez Valadares had been working at the Delray Packing Company for 2 years before the incident. On Friday, a piece of her clothing got caught in the machine used for processing raisins.
She was killed by a raisin machine?
Yeah, you wouldn't think raisins have any deadly mechanisms.
Grape cannons. Now I can see that.
She was killed
by a raisin killing. Oh, that's just terrible.
Yeah, the employee, the other employees nearby were nearby and immediately powered down the machine, but she died at the scene. That's messed up.
Well, that's a downer of a story.
How about this one?
How about another animal on a pool noodle?
No, let's
raisins in it. Yep. You like raisins.
No, how about this? The Waukesha County Sheriff's Office had to pull over the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile over
there
the weekend for a traffic violation. And Steve, sheriff's official said the driver of the Wienermobile was grilled about the Wisconsin move over law.
In much the way you would grill a wiener.
Yes.
Oh, that is precious.
The Wisconsin move over law requires drivers on the road to move to the side of the road when an emergency vehicle rushes to the scene with their lights and sirens on. Well,
and Preston, hot dog, he almost got away with it.
When a deputy saw that the driver wasn't pulling to the side of the road, They conducted a traffic stop.
And then a full body cavity check by peering into his bun.
On the 27-foot sausage-shaped vehicle.
And then they beat him with a baton.
What does that have to do with hot dogs?
There's really no hot dog reference.
The driver was let off the hook with just a verbal warning, something that he relished later on.
He was very frank with the guy.
Yeah, very, very frank.
So I thought that Wienermobile was off the road.
Not yet. No, that's the...
The
Hershey Kisses Mobile is the one they've stopped. So,
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
More than 750 people from 20 states turned up for Florida's 2020 Python Bowl.
Yeah!
Catching 80 of the giant invasive snakes. The grand prize winner in the 10-day contest is Mike Kimmel, who caught 8 Burmese pythons. His prize was a Tracker 570 off-road all-terrain vehicle.
Whoa!
That's pretty badass.
That's awesome.
I thought it was going to be something a little more jerky than that.
Yeah.
But one contestant, Tom Rahill, caught both the longest, which is a beast of 12 feet, 7.3 inches long, and the heaviest, a 62-pounder.
How overrun is that, Eric? They have a serious problem, right?
And he won $4,000, by the way, for that. Yes, there are thousands of them out there.
All right, so I'm sorry. How many won the most? 8?
Let's see. Yeah, he caught 8 Burmese pythons, yep.
Okay, so what is stopping anybody from buying 8 Burmese pythons to win said contest?
Do you really want to be known as a guy that cheats in the Python Bowl?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're getting this thing, man, what is it called?
It's a vehicle.
The vehicle,
I would imagine it's probably, if you're going around buying up all the Burmese pythons in the area, probably they're going to find out that you did that.
Yeah.
You know how tight that community is.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to cheat in that.
Over a 10-day
span. Actually, it is.
Yes.
Yeah. So Florida holds the contest every year in an effort to put the squeeze on the non-venomous constrictor. Conservationists say the reptiles estimated a number in the tens of thousands in the Everglades.
They're going to relish the victory.
It doesn't fit.
God damn it.
Pose a threat to native wildlife. But here's the thing. So there's tens of thousands. They caught 80 in the Super Bowl event.
All right. Yeah.
So
they almost wiped them out.
Yeah, they're on their way. An unidentified traveler turned an airplane vent into their personal dryer in a viral video that is the internet disgusted. The clips show a passenger holding their presumably wet sneaker up to the overhead air vent to dry them out.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Posted on the Instagram account Passenger Shaming, the video has amassed more than 330,000 views from naysayers on Instagram. It's unknown which airline the incident occurred, captured on video by Canadian professional wakeboarder Dylan Miller.
Oh, he did it.
But the unnamed culprit has been social media shamed since the video was posted last week.
Kath, I know you follow it on Instagram. I do as well. I cannot believe what people do on airplanes. I mean, clipping toenails.
Like, sometimes I'm like, is this real?
Right?
Like, somebody has video of this? Somebody actually did this?
It's not a video on an airplane, but someone sent us a video today. Casey won't watch
it.
And I watched it. I don't know if Kathy's seen it yet. Or no, it wasn't sent to you. It was sent to you, Steve. It's a guy at some sporting event who is just vomiting on himself.
He said Peter North of Puke.
Over and over and over. He's this just huge guy, and he's just puking.
Oh, my God.
Constantly.
How many Kathy, bucks? Like drunk puke?
It goes on for minutes. Okay.
And he's got his hand like up by his mouth as if he's hiding it. And it's just running all over his stomach. It is wild. If you guys can find that video and put it up.
It's on World Star Hip Hop, which is...
they do some pretty
nasty
messed
stuff,
up stuff.
Oh, my God.
Are you watching it?
Oh, dear God.
Oh,
yes.
It goes on for a while.
It keeps going.
The guy just keeps on. Of vomit.
And they signed him, press. He's got a show on Netflix now.
I can't.
I can't believe you watched that.
She's good with puke stuff.
Let's go on to this. This is pretty wild. The Georgia Department of Public Safety has fired an entire class of 31 Georgia State Patrol troopers after it was said that they found out they all cheated on their entrance exam.
Fired them all.
31 State Patrol troopers.
So how extensive was the cheating? Was it an answer here or there, or the whole thing?
That's a good question. The commissioner, Mark McDonough, held a news conference to address the firings. He said it's a punch in the gut. Our whole mode is to produce an officer that the public can trust. This goes to our very core values, and so it's something that is difficult to swallow. The troopers all graduated from the same training class in August of last year. Leadership launched an internal probe in October after a citizen came forward to admit that she took an online radar test for one of the cadets.
Oh.
So I guess the whole test. Upon further investigation, leaders learned that the entire class had cheated on the test.
Wow.
Internal documents show each former cadet disclosed they had cheated and described the methods that they used to cheat. One trooper told investigators that he'd help them basically guide them to the right answer to pass it.
Guide them to the right answer.
McDonough said the agency has already notified several courts to flag more than 100 cases troopers were involved in before they were fired. So now they have to question all these cases that they went out because they were officers.
Yes. Complete this sentence. Stop or I will blank.
Yeah. We have a responsibility to maintain that handle our business even when it is very, very difficult. And this is a difficult thing, the chief said.
That's effed up.
Yeah. All right. One last story. Let's go with this. The mayor of Mahwah, New Jersey.
Mayor.
Admitted Wednesday that he drank so much during a party at a township employee's house that he took off his pants and passed out in her bed.
He's the guy in that video, Preston.
Mayor John Roth said in an interview that he apologized to the unidentified employee who did not wish to comment in the report. The mayor's actions were detailed in an anonymous letter signed by the concerned employees of the township of Mahwah. It was circulated last week. Now, the recall of La Forette was launched in January 2018 by a group of citizens who were upset about Larifat, and this is the guy that we're talking about, La Forette. Accusing former Department of Public Works Director Ed Sinclair in 2015 of having pornography on his work computer based on an anonymous letter he had received. And that guy died a few months later, and his family filed suit against Mahwah for wrongful death, saying that the stress of the ordeal contributed to his demise. All kinds of weird stuff had taken place in that town.
What kind of degenerates have porn on their work computers?
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.